mother wanted to pass along her father's watch to her daughter, the watch her father had given to her before he had passed away. This watch had been in Elise's mother's family for a very long, long time. Her father had gotten this watch as a gift from his father. The watch had a lot of wear. The watchband was tarnished and bent a little. The glass bezel was scratched. The gold was tarnished and did not look like gold anymore.
Elise, I wish to give you my father's watch. You are getting up in age now, and I am certain you are ready to care for this watch properly. You may do with it what you wish. It will be yours to do with what you may.
I do not want this old-looking watch. It's not cool-looking, and no one uses a watch anymore. It's old and rusty, and give it to someone else. I'm not interested. Anyway, who needs an old watch when you can buy one at Walmart for $20?
Elise, I do not think you are valuing the watch as you should. You are looking at it, I think, wrong. Yes, it is old and tarnished. Yes, the band is bent and a little scratched up. Yes, the glass bezel is faded and even a little yellow. But this is a great watch. It was a very good watch when my grandfather purchased it from my father. My father loved the watch and was very proud of it, and he wore it every day. That is why it shows wear.
Okay. I'll take the watch. Are you happy now?
Almost. Now take the watch down to the pawn shop and have them look at it. Maybe they can tell you a little bit about the watch. Maybe you can find out what it is worth. I want you to know what you have concerning your new watch.
I would not call this my new watch, just my new old watch.
Elise takes the watch to the pawn shop. She walks up to the counter and asks the man behind the counter to look at the old watch.
Hello there, young lady. What may I sell you today?
I'm not buying anything today. I have this old watch that I wish for you to look at.
Well, we do buy watches from people. Let me see it.
Elise takes the watch from her pocket and hands it to the pawn shop person.
Oh, this watch has seen better days. It's not very clean, and it has a lot of wear. As you can see, our watches are newer and shiny. This thing, old and worn. I do not see any value. Sorry.
Elise returns home and tells her mother what she found out from the pawn shop person.
Well, that is disappointing, what the pawn shop person said. However, I wish you to take the watch to the jeweler downtown. Have them look at it and see what they think.
This is a lot of work just to find out about an old watch. What I really do not want it to begin with. Do I have to?
Yes, Elise. I want you to know what you have there. I want you to know exactly what you are being given.
Elise takes the old, worn watch to the jeweler to see what they say about the watch. Elise is impatient and thinks this is too much fuss over an old watch.
Hello there, young lady. What may I do for you today?
I have this watch I wish for you to look at, please. It's just an old watch. It may need some work.
Let me see here. Well, this is a very old watch for certain. The band is bent and worn, and the glass on the watch's face is scratched and even turning a little yellow. If I could find parts for this old watch, it would cost a pretty penny. I don't know where I would begin looking for finding parts for the... probably not worth the effort, really. I suggest you buy one of my new watches anyways. This is a man's watch, and a pretty young lady like yourself needs a pretty watch, don't you think?
I agree, but my mother insisted on me coming to you for your assessment of the watch.
Elise returns home and again tells her mom what the jeweler said, hoping that this will be the end of the old watch.
One more person I wish for you to take the watch to for an assessment. I know you are running out of patience with me, but I promise this will be the last person you will have to see. Will you do this for me, please? There is an old watchmaker shop just out of town. They have been there a very long time. Not too many people go there anymore. As you said earlier, you may purchase a new watch for $20 or so. I believe the old man that opened the shop is now passed away, but his son still carries on the work making watches. See what the son thinks of this old watch.
Elise once again heads out to appease her mother and have the watchmaker look at her old watch. She wants this to end. Elise sees no real value in the old watch. This is already supported by the other two people that looked at the watch.
Hello, sir. I have a watch I wish for you to see. My mother made me come to have you tell me if the watch is worth repairing or is there any value in it. I know what your answer will be based upon two other people already looking at it. But if you would...
Certainly, I will look at it.
The watchmaker reaches out and takes the watch from Elise. He takes out a magnifying glass out of his workbench drawer and begins to look closely at the old watch. The young man behind the workbench stares very closely at the watch. He turns the watch over and over, looking at the back. He looks even along the edges of the watch, not saying a word, but all the while getting closer and closer to the watch, looking at all the details on the old watch. Elise hears a noise coming from the young man. Was it a sniffle? Is the young man quietly laughing, or is that a cry?
Sir, are you okay? Is there a problem?
I'm fine, thank you. In fact, I'm wonderful. You've brought me the greatest watch in all the world. I'm so happy you've come to my shop today.
The greatest watch in all the world? How can that be? It's just an old watch that belonged to my grandfather and then my mother. It is scratched and dented, and you can barely tell the time because of the yellowing on the glass face.
This watch was made by a great man, a man that took great care in making this watch. He spent many years making this watch. He made it to be perfect and last for a very long, long time. This great man was my father, who taught me everything I know. He told me about this watch and how much it meant to him to make such a watch. He reminded me often to learn and improve upon my skills so that someday I too would be able to make a watch such as this. With just a little cleaning and a little care, this watch could sell for $30,000 or more to the right buyer. Is of that quality. Underneath the grime and the tarnish is a masterpiece of a watch.
Wow, wow, I would have never known this just looking at the watch. I could have learned more about watches before deciding it was really that it of any value.
You just did. Coming in here and asking is how we learn. Taking the time to investigate teaches us many things.
After all that you have told me, I'm not sure if I should be the one to have the watch. Maybe I should let you have it. After all, it was your father that made it.
No. This is your watch, the watch my father made for your grandfather. It needs to stay in your family. I will someday make a watch as close as I can to this quality for someone else. That's my desire, to make something another will value as much as I will.
There are many life lessons in this story. You often cannot value something until you know more about it. Another lesson is, you should not take other people's assessments of the value of things if they do not know the whole story. If either person, the pawnbroker and the jewelry store person, had looked just a little closer to the internal workings of this watch, their assessment of its value would have been very different. And maybe lastly, value those things passed down. They remind us of where we have come from and who we belong to. We are all like the old watch at times. We are not valued as we should be. Sometimes we allow ourselves to look old and tarnished. We may even get ourselves a little scratched up and bent in places. No matter though, God sees us for who we really are. He sees our value because He made us. He knows that He can care the care that He took in creating each one of us. Let us keep in mind that we value ourselves, that God values us and others.
Mom, I'm home. I'm keeping the watch. I'm grateful for you letting me have it. I will keep it and cherish it forever. I found someone that can help me get it back to the beauty it once was. It is the best watch ever.
Okay, I'll clean up.